Guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
All right. I'm here today with duo Sin City. How are you guys feeling?
Howdy.
Oh, very well, thanks. Good morning.
Heck yeah. Now, I'm ready to just get into your first tune. You guys got your guitars? I'm excited.
We're ready.
All right, yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I know a place that's close to here. It's not so hard to get the bus there. Spend all night under the neon. The cowboy boots stomping all night long. Break down in Dallas, rolling like a stone. Never gonna get you, never gonna get you alone. Break down in Dallas, rolling like a stone. All around in Dallas, I got a whiskey on the rocks. You got a dress on with polka dots. It's just love song after love song. Skin is bad. You alone. Break down in Dallas, rolling like a stone, all up and down, all around in Dallas.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
When you can make sounds like that, all you need is two people. That's incredible.
Well, you should hear it with the band. We got piano and everything, you know.
Yeah, well, you guys better have some gigs coming up later.
Oh, we do,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, for
right.
Sure. Yeah.
At the end, we're going to plug all the gigs, everybody.
Yeah. Got to get to that plug-in. Got to do that plug.
So how did you guys form and get the name Sin City?
Well, we formed in 2020. We were stuck in Spain for the first lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just come off the road with our other band, The Cavemen. It's kind of like a punk group. And we were a bit burned out of all the loud and rowdy music. So when we were stuck in sort of the months of March and April, we started writing all these smooth kind of country songs,
yeah.
You know.
We're getting into our late 20s, so, you know, still love hard punk and rock and roll, but The Smooth is also
this is the
a strong draw. Yeah.
When your parents ask what your backup plan is, and you're like, oh, it's to do some Smooth country.
No, it's the country band, yeah. That's all we could come up with.
That's epic.
Yeah, and then we moved back about last year, got a full-piece band here in Auckland and been playing around, recorded an album.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
It's all very exciting.
And the name Sin City is just from a Flying Burrito Brothers song that we really love. You know, they're a big influence on us. So.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Who would you say some of your other influences are for this kind of sound?
Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison, for sure. Oh, yeah. Steely Dan.
That's a bit of Steely Dan in there, you know, can't deny that.
All the good country, outlaw country, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, stuff like that. Mick DeVille, Blue Eyed Soul stuff, yeah, as well as Motown. All sorts of stuff, you know.
Heck yeah. You guys got to get down to Nashville.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. That's the end goal. Yeah, it's the grand old opera.
Heck yeah. The backup plan. Yeah. We're just going to go to Nashville.
We want to get booed off the opera, just like the birds were.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. It's just that I'm American, and I'm from, like, Virginia, West Virginia area.
I thought I had an accent.
So these kinds of tunes are straight to my soul.
That's good to hear.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm ready to get into the next tune. Maybe what's it called?
This is a new song. We wrote it over the most recent lockdown here in New Zealand.
Oh yeah.
It's about love triangles. It's called Am I the One You Love?
Yeah.
And we've just got to swap instruments just very
swap
quickly.
Guitars.
Oh, fair enough. Do you guys play every instrument?
This guy does.
Yeah, usually in the band I play piano.
Oh, yeah.
But it's with a two-piece, it's better with just two guitars. But
fair enough.
So piano is a lot of fun.
The volume's down on the guitar.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's do it. You count it off.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tender touch, I have learned. just another man.
Go about writing these kinds of songs? What's the process like?
Ripping them off.
You're better ripping them off, you know.
it's
a bit like fishing, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's true, yeah. The more songs you write, the more often, the higher the chances of catching a good one, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll write like 50 songs in a month and they just all suck. I don't play any of them. So, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
It's practice makes perfect.
Just
people.
Writing a million.
Yeah, that's the lockdown's helped with that, you know, having yeah. nothing to do other than just sit around and write songs.
Yeah, that first song we played, I wrote that at MIQ.
So who normally writes?
Oh, both of us.
Both of us, you guys yeah. write and then just bring them to each other.
Bring them together.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that Sin City dust over the top.
Yeah. Do you complete the song often when you finish it and then bring it to the other person, or do they often write their own guitar part or piano or whatever?
Yeah, often like the basic song, the chords are usually set in stone. Mm-hmm. Although this guy likes to put like weird fancy chords over the top of mine a lot of the time. But yeah, and then, you know, the other person will write a little lead part or mm-hmm. some piano, a harmony or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So individually we write the whole idea of the song and then we add the little production touches to it, you know, that you know, make
fuss
it,
over yeah. all the little lyrics, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure all the lyrics go together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do the lyrics come from? Are they to do with real life? Are they kind of a story?
I really like story songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we write a lot of those.
I like to write about love and drinking and heartbreak and stuff like that, you know, just whatever brings a strong emotion, you know. Mm-hmm. And then also just, yeah, like made up stories that, you know, have... about
deep,
cool stuff, you know.
Yeah, cool cowboy stuff.
Cowboy songs and stuff, you know.
If I was a cowboy, this would be my life.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, are you guys ready to get into the last song?
For sure, yeah. This one actually is very autobiographical. Oh. This all did happen to us. It's about leaving all your things behind on the road. It's our big hit.
Yeah, this has got a music video that's been out for a while now.
You can find this everywhere that you stream music.
Spotify, YouTube.
And the album will be dropping on March 11th.
All right. Yeah. What should they search up to find all this stuff?
Sin City, Things I Left Behind.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Let's hit it.
All right.
Left my Western shirt in San Francisco. My yellow shades are still there in Glasgow, and my cowboy hat's floating out in the Tokyo Bay. These are just some of the things I left behind. But darling, you just some of the things I left behind around the world, but I always left my heart there with you, girl. Left my passport in Havana, and my wallet is in Hamburg, Germany. My blue jeans are somewhere in Montana, and the airline lost my guitar in Belize. are just some of the things I left behind. But darling, you were always on my mind. These are just some of the things I left behind around the world. But I always left my heart there with you, girl. Toothbrush is in Barcelona, Spain. These are just some of the things I left behind. But darling, you were always on my mind. These are just some of the things I left behind.
I'm imagining some drums at the end, insane sweeps.
It's very rowdy with drums.
It's a rowdy one, yeah. It's a rowdy
one. My goodness. Well, now's the time anyways for you guys to plug any and all gigs coming up,
what have we got to plug? We're playing at the Wine Cellar next Saturday, the 19th.
Yep, February the 19th. There's two sets. There's an early set and a late set, both with a 50-person capacity, so 100 people can see that gig, basically. Yeah. Promise we'll be just as fresh the second set round. So
we might even be even
fresher.
Fire.
Who knows? You know,
get those late tickets, people. They're running out the late show ones.
Where can people get tickets for that?
Under the radar.
Under the radar, everybody.
Tried and trusted.
Sin City.
Yeah.
Cool. What about social media and like Spotify?
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Yep. We were on Spotify and
Instagram.
YouTube.
We're Sin City Band. That's us on Instagram and.
Sweet. Yep. You'll see two cowboy-looking men.
Yeah, that's us. Where we bring in our nudie suits to the show.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh.
That's a whole other spectacle in of itself.
The embroidered rhinestone suits. You got to see them. You got to see them up close and in person.
Yeah. Rhinestones.
Oh yeah.
You did it yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A little bit of help from my mum, you know.
A little bit of help from the nice seamstress who lives around the corner. But, you know, other than that, all us.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been fun. Cheers.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you guys. That has
Thanks,
been the end.
Lovely.
That was a fancy new band who, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.